Але стерві, Панегасте, Астодаївську, Єрапантавти,
Чаумела,
Каунанаба,
Каунахару,
Каунанаба,
Каунахару,
Каунахуреві,
Каунахару,
Сия, Утрамела, Астодаївську, Єрапантавти, Варебек Чирне,
Good morning. It is Mama D. Time for another coffee, tea, and Mama D. Well, you hear my papers rustling in the background. It is time for another wonderful morning, so get some tea or some coffee and sit down. I've got some great music and my usual tales of the weird news. Let's start this way. German thief nailed selling stolen screws. A German factory worker stole over 1 million screws from his employer and skewed the market with his cheap stolen goods, police said. In the end, it became obvious that screws were being sold for much less than they actually cost, said a spokesman for police in the southern city of Würzburg. Over 2 years, the 33-year-old assembly plant worker smuggled between 2,000 and 7,000 screws out of work each night and auctioned them on the internet site, police said. The scheme cost his firm around 110,000 euros. The man confessed after officers raided his home. Well, apparently there he had a little screw loose there. Here's some music.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Here's a little something from my favorite, Darwin. Coitus interruptus. And it's what goes up must come down. South Carolina, June 20th, 2007. An hour before sunrise, a 21-year-old couple was found naked in the road by a passing cabbie. The unconscious injured pair were taken to the nearest hospital, where, despite treatment, they died without regaining consciousness. Authorities were at a loss to explain what had happened. There were no witnesses, no trace of clothing, and no wrecked cars or motorcycles. Investigators eventually found a clue high on the roof of a nearby building. Two sets of neatly folded clothes and nothing else. There was no indication of foul play, only of foreplay. It appears as if the two individuals have accidentally fallen off the roof, Sergeant Florence McCants said. Safe sex takes on a whole new meaning when you are perched on the edge of a pyramid-shaped metal roof. This is a true Darwin Award trifecta. Two people die while in the act of procreation due to an astonishingly poor decision. Bottom line, if you put yourself in a precarious position at the edge of the roof, you may find yourself coming and going at the same time. Ironically, one of the deceased was named Tumbleston. Oh, well, I just don't know what to say about that. Here's some more music.
Get off. Come on and roll, river, roll. Low the peace man, Indian hand hold true. Roll, river, roll. Away the mighty blue. Roll, river, roll. Low way down yonder in the whispering pines. Roll, river, roll. Just talking like a friend of mine. And if you want to wish upon a star, and I know what kind of cynical man you are, all gone crazy in the heart and mind, but you can know a better time than this big muddy rolling to the sea. If you can be a believer, it'll set you free. Last stop whistle on the Delta Queen will be you leaving this bitter scene. Come on and roll, river, roll. Through the wishing little Willie on a cold hard street. Roll, river, roll. Standing up upon his feet. Roll, river, roll. Through the valley of the eagle in the end of time. Roll, river, roll. Just a talking like a friend of mine. Less beauty in his own heyday, making up promises it all will pay. A stonewall gathered on the other shore to make it not to pay no more. And it's a cloak and a dagger, and the man's insane, and the bones of the children they shall remain. And this rolling river come and set me free as a poor boy's daddy can be. Come on and roll, river, roll. In the wishing well, mama's on a lifting glide. Roll, river, other side. Roll, river, roll. In the long tall Molly, she dressed so fine. Roll, river, roll. She is a singer, you can be a friend of mine. Come on and roll, river, roll. Through the peach green alley where they all do hang. Roll, river, roll. They're talking like a friend of mine. Roll, river, roll. In the deep water fast run, a wide 1-2. Roll, river, roll. Away the mighty blue. Come on and roll, river, roll. And Grandpa Joe's old twinkling mind goes a roll, river. He's a singer, you can be a friend of mine.
Carrying on with the tales of the odd. If you're dead, apparently you still have to pay your library fines. Even the dead apparently have to pay the fines on their overdue books at one Westchester County library. Elizabeth Sharper said she was charged a 50-cent late fee while turning in a book that her late mother had checked out of Harrison Public Library branch. I was in shock. This has rocked me to my core. Sharper's mother, Ethel Sharper, died at the age of 87 on September 16th after suffering a massive stroke. A few days later, Sharper said she found a library book, The Price of Silence, by Camilla Trincerini, that her mother had checked out from the library. My mother was an avid reader. She read an average of 2 books a week, Sharper said. She was a frequent patron of the library. Sharper said she returned the book last week and was stunned when the man behind the counter told her of the 50-cent fee. I told him that maybe he didn't hear me right, but that my mother had just died. Otherwise, I'm sure she would have returned it on time. Sharper said his only reply was, that would be 50 cents. Connie Perota, a secretary for the director of the Harrison Public Library, confirmed the incident occurred but said that the library would have no comment. Sharper said a couple days after the incident, another employee library employee called to apologize and offer to return the fine she had paid. Wow. And they talk about the U.S. Postal Service being, you know, through sleets, through hail. Apparently the American Library Service is really something to behold. Here's more music.
Took a walk down Second Avenue, sick of dreaming, dreams that never come true. On a one-way street, and I know where it's leading to. There's a for sale sign on the front door of the city hall. The subway line, like graffiti crawling off the wall. Take a hit, but I ain't gonna take the fall.
Just
Here's another good one. Witch doctor caught at pole tribunal. Nigerian police have arrested a witch doctor employed by a politician to perform rituals at an election tribunal, local media reported Thursday. Officers caught Oluwole Abidon Wednesday at the court building in southern Ondo State with charms and copies of the Bible and Koran in a black plastic bag. A pot containing a rabbit, 7 eggs, cowrie shells, and palm oil was found nearby, the state news agency of Nigeria said. Obidun said he was sent by one of the principal officers of the State House of Assembly to perform some rituals in the court premises, the agency said. Hundreds of cases are being heard across Nigeria to resolve disputes arising from April elections that were so heavily rigged they were deemed not credible by international observers. The witch doctor's rituals would have been intended to ensure that the challenge to the election of the legislature failed. Wow. Pity we didn't have that last week. Here's some more music.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay, here's a little stop sign humor. Stop signs try humor in Illinois. A big red sign that says stop sometimes isn't enough to get everyone to stop. Maybe a laugh will get their attention. This Chicago suburb has installed second stop signs beneath the regular ones at 50 intersections with messages including "Whoa!" or "Stop and smell the roses." I thought it might make people smile and take notice, Mayor David Heilman said as he launched the campaign Friday. "You've got people on their cell phones, their Blackberries and iPods while driving. These are all distractions. Hopefully when they see a sign they're not expecting, it might make them stop." The new signs are red octagons, just like the real stop signs, but instead of just stop, they say, "Stop right there, pilgrim," and "Stop in the name of love." Name with two A's. Think of the drawn-out pronunciation in the hit from The Supremes. It might be too soon to know whether the alternative signs will work, but while the mayor was posing for a photo with one of the new signs, the driver sped by without stopping. Wow. Stop! And they laugh about the size of our stop signs. Stop. Just another word for slow down, maybe. Here's some more music.
Call,
And now, another Darwin. I thought I needed to include a Canadian one. Summer 2003, Canada. This is an oldie from the Darwin Archives. During my days in the Canadian Air Force, I worked at the gliding school instructing cadets. A magneto uses magnets to produce a powerful high-voltage electric current to fire the starters of an aircraft. One night, we officers had a private competition to see who could hold on to the four leads of a magneto the longest. One by one, we all dropped out, except for Captain Magneto. We pooled our money and came up with a bet, and the debonair Captain Magneto took the bet. He attached all four leads to his left testicle. Then we fired up the magneto. As you can imagine, Captain Magneto dropped like a sack of potatoes. Nobody was able to assist him because we were all laughing too damn hard to breathe, let alone move. To add insult to injury, Mrs. Magneto, his wife, chose this very moment to walk in. She took one look at her husband, and instead of comforting him, started bitching him out. "What's wrong with you?" she yelled. "I want kids someday." In time, Captain Magneto was able to stand without screaming, but he probably won't be playing with any magnetos anytime soon. Oh, boys, 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 and their toys, toys, toys. Here's more music.
Yeah.
Well, last but not least, I don't think I'm going to get these all in, but... Missing body parts of famous people. Mental floss. Remember that goofy uncle of yours who always tried to impress you by stealing your nose or pulling the old separating his thumb from his hand move? Well, these parlor tricks are nothing compared to the appendage stunts pulled by these 10 famous people. John Wilkes Booth's neck bones. Wilkes Booth might have been a successful assassin, but he was a largely ineffectual escape artist. Just 12 days after murdering President Abraham Lincoln, Booth was shot in the back of the neck and killed. His body was eventually buried in an unmarked grave at Baltimore's Greenmount Cemetery. His third, fourth, and fifth vertebrae, however, were removed during the autopsy so investigators could assess the bullet. For a peek at these bits of Booth's spinal column, just check out the display at the National Museum of Health and Medicine in Washington, D.C. Apparently, he went on to his great reward without, well, some of what he came with.
Find love today. Did you make it or break it or throw it all away? Are you sinful? Are you pure? Are you just like all the rest, hoping for the best? At the end of the day, as it fades away, in my own way into another day. Do you stare into the sun and wonder where you're from and where you're going to?
How about this one? Stonewall Jackson's arm. Confederate General Thomas Jackson got his nickname by sitting astride his horse like a stone wall, while bullets whizzed around him during the Civil War. But that kind of bravery or foolhardiness didn't serve him well during the Battle of Chancellorsville. Jackson was accidentally shot in the arm by one of his own men. Said arm had to be amputated, and after it was buried in the nearby Virginia town of Elwood. Only 8 days later, Stonewall was stone cold dead of pneumonia. The rest of his body is resting in peace in Lexington, Virginia. Oh dear. How about this? Exiled Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte died on May 5th, 1821. The following day, doctors conducted an autopsy, which was reportedly witnessed by many people, including a priest named Ange Vinagli. Though the body was said to be largely intact at the time of the undertaking, it seems the priest took home a souvenir. In 1916, Vinagli's heirs sold a collection of Napoleonic artifacts, including what they claimed to be the emperor's penis. While no one knows for sure if it really is Napoleon's manhood, people have paid good money for the penis. Currently, it's in the possession of an American urologist. Talk about taking your work home with you. Well, guys, I think that's it for me for this week. I will be back next week with more odd news. For now, ciao, Bella. That's Mama D saying goodnight. Goodbye. Have a great day. Later.